slopes completely west. I mean, it's like a downhill grade, like four-wheel drive truck downhill. So it's a hike down and a hike out. So I can understand that there's 100% safety back there where most of the shooting's going to occur.
Right.
The concern I have is even though you put your fence on the southeast side, that's your practice range. So tell me about what the purpose of the practice range and how often is that used, or is it used right during the course of it?
It's whenever people show up for a shoot, they will practice with their bows. Just, you know, come and they'll shoot. They'll practice it 20 yards and 30 yards and 40 yards. And it's a very controlled thing. Very seldom would anybody even be able to miss a bag whenever, you know, practicing before going out on the range. There's the amount of space that we have there compared to other ranges. I've been on quite a few other ranges. We have more space than any other range I've ever been on, as far even for the practice range.
What's the maximum distance that a arrow is going to fly?
Can I result to my
expert? If somebody were to shoot one up, what's the maximum distance it could go?
Well, number one, that's against safety regulations.
How far can an arrow go?
In open skies, open range?
Yep.
300 yards.
300 yards. Are there any homes within 300 yards?
Of the practice range?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
His home is pretty close.
Okay.
So, that's a great question. So, again, fellas, I have walked this whole course, and beyond a shadow of doubt, it felt 100% safe, except for my little bit of questioning of the practice range, because that would be the only room for reasonable doubt. So my question would be, if this board was to consider this changing of appeal, is it possible that that range can be moved to a location that there's no way possible it could interfere with anybody
Absolutely.
Else whatsoever? That way there's 100% safety?
Yeah, absolutely.
We set it up and take it down.
It's not a permanent.
Yeah.
The only thing that's permanent is the fence that we put up to try and...
Yeah, because that was, it didn't feel unsafe, but if I tried to look at anything that could have been unsafe, that was the only thing closest, because it's parallel with the neighborhood.
If you were a neighbor living on the other side of the fence or wherever that closest home is, would you be comfortable with your kids playing in the yard?
With the fence there, yes. And the fact that it's bow and arrow and not guns, absolutely. But if there was a chance of slippage, that would be where I would consider recommending that they move the practice range, because everything else is way out of the way and down the mountainside. It's just that practice range is the only thing that could be potentially scary, you know, if there was a slide accident. So if they moved that angle, moved it to a different spot, they could make it 100%.
I'd be happy to direct it directly towards my house and my children, because I feel that safe with it.
Any other questions for the applicant before we hear for and against?
Special use.
Okay, go ahead and have a seat, then we'll hear. I assume you folks that live on Newport are probably opposed, and I'm going to hear from the proponents first, and then we'll hear from the other folks. Davey Wilson, are you a proponent?
I'm standing right here, brother.
Okay. Did you have anything additional to add?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I am the president of the White River Bowmen, and we are a nonprofit 501c3 archery club. And we were developed not only to further the sport of archery, but we went to the nth degree to become a nonprofit so that the money that comes into the club, we could funnel back into the community. And so that's the heart behind it. Mike was gracious enough to loan us the use of his land, and so we got started. Can you find a picture that looks kind of like this, Scott, that's got lines on it?
Should be the first one in that packet.
There. Okay, so the practice range, which is running parallel, that has the new fence beside it, is right there. And like Mike said, the guys, when they come in, or the ladies, or the youth that show up to shoot this, when they come in, they warm up at the practice range and make sure that their equipment's, you know, got everything lined up, and then they head to the first target. So the first target is number one up there just beyond the restrooms, that one right there. Can you pull up the picture that coincides with that? There's target one. So this is a walk-up to that target. The top one there is the furthest distance from that target. The one in the left-hand corner is about halfway to the target, and then that is the target. Beyond that, we went ahead and put up a fence barrier. And if you'll notice, beyond the barrier, you got timber and woods, and that's it. There's not a house.
Not a house within 300 yards in that direction?
No, sir. No, sir.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
Is this set up to where it's just going to be like new beginning archery people show up, or is this for experienced archers?
Okay, so that's a great thing. Great question. So archery, the way this sport goes, is it is designed. It's the only sport where you can have novices and professionals shoot in the same time, in the same group, at this same target. So I shoot open class. So I shoot the furthest back, the furthest can back, which you can't see. I'm standing at it when I took this picture. And so the white can is all the way back. I would shoot the furthest distance at this target. That distance on this target is 48 yards. So I would throw an arrow at that target and hit that target. The red can delineates the hunters or women. The next can in delineates youth and novice. The next can in, which is yellow, is junior high age, NASP. And then there's another can that we don't have, which is it's children, and it's no further than 10 yards from the target. So depending on your level, your whatever you shoot, they can shoot on this range with us. I wrote to the president of the ASA. The ASA, the Archery Shooters Association, is a national association that we got our insurance from to cover this property. We have $3 million worth of insurance that covers the property. We have $3 million worth of insurance that covers each incident that could happen. So I contacted him and I asked him three questions. The first question was, is I need to know that if in the last 10 years have you had to pay out on any archery-related accidents? And he covers all local archery clubs in America that are ASA clubs. Their insurance covers it. He wrote back and said, in our entire 25 years, we have never had a claim for anyone being hurt by an arrow. He said, now, we have had a few issues with bug bites or wasp stings, and one gentleman fell and broke his ankle and had to be hospitalized, and the insurance paid out on it. But in 25 years, they have never paid out, not once, on any issue. And before we could become an ASA club, they had to come and inspect our range, and they inspected the range and the practice range and deemed everything safe.
So you had somebody from the ASA there,
yes,
on property?
Our state representative came and inspected the property, and it is deemed it safe. I shot with him. Kelly Doerr is his name. The next question I asked him, I said, can you please tell me, and this goes to the size of the land used for the archery range, I said, I need to know what you set up and deem as a safe amount of land for your archery ranges. The ASA sets up national shoots all over the country, and they do so every year, and it starts in February and will run till August, and then they have their shoot-offs and their give out lots of prizes, that kind of thing. And they attract the thousands, 3,000 to 5,000 people will show up at any one given shoot. When they put together a range, and if it's in Paris, Texas, or Foley, Alabama, or Metropolis, Illinois, or Branson, Missouri, when they set a range up, the range that they set up is 120 yards by 120 yards. And they will put 20 targets on that range, and there will be 200 people on that one range shooting. And in most of the time when the ASA sets up, they set up about 16 to 20 different ranges on that plot of land, wherever that land is at. And each range will have 120 yards by 120 yards with 20 targets on it and 200 archers on each range. And in a week's time, there'll be, at any given moment, there'll be 2,000 to 3,000 up to 5,000 archers shooting at the same time on all those ranges, and they've never had an accident, never. So you ask, is archery is safe? It's the safest sport in the world, save for ping pong and bowling and badminton. Ping pong, bowling, and badminton are safer than archery. But outside of those, archery is the safest sport in the world. And in the packet that I sent, We sent that packet on the 10th, and thank God for technology because it screwed it up. Otherwise, you guys would have had the packet. But in that packet, we have the safety standards and the newest safety brochure that came out in 2016, and it lists all of the different sports and their accident rates per 1,000. So in this first figure right here, if you'll indulge me, so it shows the data of different and the number of archers from 2007 to 2014, and it shows that the injury rate did not increase. Archery consistently caused less than one injury per 1,000 participants from 2007 to 2014. Less than 1%. But if you look at, like, if you go down to the next page, you got actual number of cases. The injury rate in the far right column per 1,000 participants in basketball, it's 22, football is 21, soccer is 13, cheerleading is 10, softball is 10, baseball is 9, gymnastics is 7. Then you get down to, like, golf is 1, tennis is 1.10. Then you get down to archery, and it's 0.45 per 1,000. And then bowling, 0.32. Badminton's 27, and table tennis is a 0.1%. Archery is practiced in the next page. You'll see these shooters at the bottom. Now, these are kids. And even with us bringing on novices or young people onto the range, we have not had one incident of anyone sky drawing, which is like the cardinal sin. We've never had an incident of anyone sky drawing, releasing an arrow, and then trying to find it.
Can you explain why? Is there a method for drawing back?
Yes. So as you see, when these kids, you point your bow, much like you would point a gun, you point your bow at the target, you hook onto your arrow, and you draw into it.
So if there's slippage, you're saying it's just straight?
If it slips, it goes towards the target. And I'm not going to stand here and say that nobody has ever missed a target. That happens. But if you can go back to the pictures of the range, one of the things that was brought forth in the last meeting, a gentleman shook a bunch of arrows, and he may have those arrows here again. He said those arrows were found in the neighbor that's just the other side of this fence in her front yard, in her manicured yard. For us to do that, for anyone to do that, we would have to turn away from the targets, away from the range, shoot over the RV storage, over her house, and hope that the arrow lands in her yard. And there's not anyone that has done that. No one. Now, could he have walked onto the range and found arrows lying out there? Probably. Could you go to the store and get arrows? Sure. Can you get in the back of my pickup truck and find half a dozen that are busted because I hit the stand instead of hitting the target? You betcha. You can find those arrows anywhere. But they weren't in her front yard, not her manicured yard. But these kids, as we was talking before, if you, Scott, you can go to one of the pictures of any one of the targets. I don't care what you pick. In the packet. Sorry about that.
Normally we have a 5-minute limit on talking, but I'm going to say you're associated with the applicant, so I'm going to let you go a little bit longer.
Thank you.
Here.
Scroll on down just a little bit. I want folks to, okay, right here. What was said, what one of the reasons that we got deemed not safe in the range is he made the proposal that we go out of our way to hide the targets, to make them where you can't hit them, to make it almost impossible to hit the targets. Well, I'll tell you right now, and with my wife sitting here as my witness, my arrows cost me $25 a piece, and I promise you, when I draw that bow back and shoot at one of these targets, I'm doing everything in my power to make sure I hit foam somewhere, because I want my arrow. I don't want to ruin my arrow. But as you can see,